Hello, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Shift, and we're here again to have some wonderful healings, and we'll do some explanation of the Creation Light Shift and how they view us and how we're able to be seen by them and their interpretations of maybe life here on Earth and what type of energies we're dealing with here to work through the ascension process. So what I want to do first of all is just to do a chakra alignment for everybody. This way we'll start off with some pretty high energy, so you're able to be more with it during this show and have more healing. So here we go. Heart chakra, we're going to move that around for you. This is the Creation Light Shift doing this for you. There we go, and it's being positioned properly in your body. And throat chakra, moving that around, great. And now we're going up to your third eye, chakra 6. And now we're going back down to chakra 3. There we go. Power chakra and second chakra and first chakra. Remember, these are invisible bodies, what we're working with, this energy flow here. And these invisible energies connect naturally to our physical organs and different body parts. So we want to get those all in alignment properly. So here we go. We're going to do an opening now. And if you're in a quiet location, you may want to have your chakras expanded out to typically body width. This is what I normally do for people. And if you want to do it further, we can. So we'll first do it body width, and we'll do it one more time to make it larger. So here we go, heart chakra. We use the word spin to do this. So spin, 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 open. Moving up to your throat. Spin, 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 open. Great. And now we're going up to your third eye. Spin, 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 open. Now we're going back down to your power chakra. Chakra 3. Spin, 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 open. And now 2. Spin, 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 open. And now 1. Spin, 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 base of your tailbone. Spin, 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 open. Wonderful. Okay. So if you like the way it is, that's wonderful. You might feel more energy in your body. For those of you who want to have them increase further, here we go. We're going to do them all at one time. So we'll make it about twice body width for you. So here we go. Spin, 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 spin. A little more. Spin, 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 spin. Great. Okay, so Sylvia, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Hi, everyone, and welcome to our Wednesday night program. Great to be with you, and we're very excited tonight to talk about our topic, which is kind of a hot topic. Sometimes it is one of those topics that steps on a few toes, but it's a very good one, and it's an important one, and it basically addresses that have wonderful intentions. Most of the people that are involved in the spiritual community and do everything that they can to make things better. And so oftentimes they, you know, hear about things like energy pools or a pool of grid firing that sounds like it's going to, you know, have a very good effect on the planet or life around us, and but that's not necessarily always what is exactly happening. So Ron's going to talk tonight about what is really happening when we give our energy outside of ourselves, and some things that you can do to increase your life force energy and not give it away. So over to you, Ron.
Okay, yeah, it is kind of a hot topic. What we try to help people with is not to dilute yourself by projecting your energy system outside of yourself. And this is, on one hand, there's two ways to do this process. One is to use your mind to project energies, and then the other way is to use your heart to project energies. And the hardest thing to describe to people is when they project their mind energy with good intentions from the heart. And what that does is, in a sense, give whatever you're sending the energy to It's like a psychic attack on that person. You may not understand it as that, but you're forcing your will, your thought, okay, on someone else. And remember, our bodies are made up of a certain frequency, and no two bodies are alike. So when you project a thought energy to someone else, then that thought energy has your own signature of information in it. And just saying it a different way, your thought energy has attached to it a lot of your emotional baggage. So when you do project thoughts to someone, they're receiving that baggage. And at that point in time, they have to deal with it. And even though you may have wonderful intentions, it's a little hard to have discernment on doing this here. And a lot of people are very in tune with other people, and they think they're doing a wonderful thing, and it's just not really needed. Another thing that we're going to talk about, and this is going to be a little more in-depth here, is grounding to the earth, okay? So we're going to just talk about that for a few minutes here. So a lot of people, if you have not ever meditated before, I don't think this grounding to the earth ever comes up in conversation. And then when you get on the meditative path, they teach you to ground to the earth. So it's not really a normal thing that's typically talked about in conversation by anyone, unless I believe you go into the state of meditation or get instructed how to meditate. So we'll just talk about that now, since we have a spiritual group with us here. So in meditation, when you ground to the earth, each time you do a grounding, you're putting out an energy cord. And this energy cord is connected somewhere, because remember, it's like a psychic cord to the earth. So just kind of visualize it. This is like a tentacle coming from you, or like a large rope, we'll say, grounding you, the body, or your consciousness, and your consciousness, okay, maybe even grounding your spirit to another life form. And so if you just think of that as being like that poor elephant chained up with the chain around its foot, you know, at a carnival, and eventually, you know, it doesn't move any further because it's connected to this chain, even though, you know, that you could take the chain off. So what I'm getting to here is the fact that each time you ground to something, connect your energy system to something, you are connecting your higher frequencies of yourself, including your spirit, to that energy source. Now, have you ever released from that? Okay, now during the ascension process, part of that process is for you to disconnect all of your energies from this planet. Okay, so from the physical planet form, and also the spirit of the planet, in order for your body to physically leave here. And this is what the Earth spirit is also doing, is disconnecting itself from this planet. So it's very important to realize that whenever you put an energy cord out to something, that you need to disconnect that. And so you could be taking on the spiritual lessons, if you want to use that term. I don't like to use it too much, but let's change the terminology and say you're taking on to yourself energies of a different spiritual blueprint, okay, which has its own experience, and you're experiencing part of that yourself because you chose to mix your energy with something else. Remember, we're all individual creative beings. That's why Jesus mentioned, you know, ye are gods. So what does that mean? That means that you're able to take divine energy through your consciousness of your spirit and do creations in the divine flow. So you want to disconnect yourself from the earth energy. So what I'm going to do for you is to show you what that's like here. And so typically, as far as grounding, I'll just, before we disconnect here, I have never, I used to do it a little bit, grounding to the earth in meditation. I don't meditate at all any longer. I do it when I'm completely awake rather than sitting down and focusing on something and taking time out. But the actual connection, I'm always plugged in instantly. And so that's probably my main process that I do here as who I am, is I'm always connected. And you can be also. But the main thing is when you connect to the earth energy, and not to your heart. Because you want to connect to yourself. You want to not connect to some other life form. So if I were to tell you in a meditative process here, we're now going to ground ourselves to the dog outside your front yard, okay? You're going to say, gee, this guy's pretty crazy. Why would I want to connect to a dog? But that's the same process as connecting to the earth. It's another being. So it's not a very good thing to do, because why would I want to become a dog? Why do I want to give a psychic energy to a dog, okay? So you want to give it to yourself. So you want to connect to your spirit in your heart center. That's your divinity. And so grounding just means to be more in your body. So this is what the show is all about, reclaiming your spiritual identity to come back into yourself so that you can actually be realized on a conscious level that you are a spiritual being in a physical body, and that you need to connect with that spiritual beingness to get your answers. So what we're going to do now is disconnect you from the earth energy here, and we're going to go back. I do this on a session where I go back for each year of your life. So I'm going to go back 3 years in your life right now, and these will be the last 3 years. So if you meditated a lot, you're going to notice that the energy will be shifting with you, because you have put out energy cords to the earth, and you're taking on the energy of the earth to yourself, thinking that somehow this is going to help you stay in your body. But you didn't ground to your body, you grounded to something else. That's kind of the problem that people are having, is that they don't understand this here. Like what I said, you know, grounding to the dog outside or grounding to your cat or a bird, you think that's really stupid. Well, that's kind of the way it is. You don't want to ground to anything except yourself. Keep your energy to yourself. Otherwise, you're giving it away. So you want to reclaim your spiritual energy and identity. So here we go. We're going to go back this last year and disconnect you from the energy that you put out consciously to the earth, thinking that it was good for you. So you remember, you want to ground to your heart, not the earth energy. So here we go. We're going to reclaim your energy that you gave away. So sixth chakra, and we'll do some clearing here. So cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, and first cleared. And we'll go one more year back. Here we go. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Starting to yawn. Some people must really be attached here. Boy, remember, this is what you're doing to yourself each time you do this. You're putting out cords to some other thing that you shouldn't be doing. So, third year back, sixth cleared. Boy, fifth cleared. A lot of energy here. Fourth cleared. Wow. Third cleared. Second cleared, and first cleared. And I'll do one more year for you. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, and first cleared. Okay, so I hope that helps you out somewhat here. I feel like there's a lot of energy flowing right now, mainly because you're regaining your spiritual energy, and you're disconnecting from energies that are not you. And I'm sure the earth spirit is very thankful, because now it doesn't have to get rid of your energy. Because remember, it's like a psychic attack wherever you project your energy system. And it should be just to yourself. So, Sylvia, back to you.
That was quite a big energy shift there.
Yeah, I'm still yawning here. I feel like I've been up for an extra half a day here. So there's a lot of energy that's flowing through all you people. So let me just do some yawnings. I'll have you talk for a little bit here as I clear out.
Well, I'll just mention that actually what you just had a sample of is a new, relatively new healing that the Creation Light Ship brought out, because they saw that this was a situation that people were having. Sometimes people have, you know, thousands and thousands of cords that they've done, you know, grounding to the earth. And so on, and so they recognized that this was something that was kind of trapping people's energy and that they needed to resolve. So if this is something of interest to you, you can contact Ron for more information about that. And
thank you. Yeah, I feel pretty good right now. I had to shake the energy off here. So we have a question that just came in. Where should we focus when we meditate? Well, What you want to do is focus in your heart center. This is your divine connection. Nothing outside of yourself is going to help you except going inside to connect to your spirit, which is, this is what we talk about on every show. Your spirit is you. That's your divine connection to source energy. And so this is where you want to connect to. And then going a step further, if you're going to do a prayer for someone, then connect to your spirit and have your spirit then connect to the other person's spirit to give energy flow. So that way you're running divine energy and you're not running your thought energy into someone. We showed on many shows here the difference between thought energy and heart energy just by charging water up for you with the two different energies. And most people who commented said that the energy charged by their mind did not taste very good and the heart energy was very nice. So this is the difference. So again, it's we're sort of going, in a sense, against the New Age philosophy, the New Age teachings, the last 100 years, and the new thought movement of having your mind create your parking lot, create things for you. And, you know, like we see in other shows, this is just a way that you can manipulate energies through thought. But you want to do it with heart energy. So, you know, the New Age teachings, since we're at the, say, last 100 years of advancement here in consciousness, especially technology, they should be teaching how to connect to your heart during this ascension process. Instead, they took us sideways to connect us into the matrix energy of the dark side, because the dark side is thought energy, more or less. And I won't say it's 100% that, but this is everything that is not of typically hard energy. It's all thought. It's the mind trying to control minds, one mind against the other. You know, just like playing checkers or chess or anything that you do in your life. And wars. That's all one particular group trying to control another to use tactical maneuvers, you know, for one's advantage. So, you know, putting that into underneath the same umbrella of the mind energy is your sorcery and witchcraft and other type of things, doing spells on people, etc. And that's what you're typically doing if you look at using your force of will through mind to bring something into your life. So I know that we're stepping on eggshells here with people because they may not have heard this before, but the whole process is to get into your heart. And this is the basic teachings of Jesus, to get out of the controlling mind and to get into your heart center. So when you ground, you want to ground to your heart center. In fact, we'll do that right now for everybody. So if you want to experience this here, just sit back and relax. And we've already connected your consciousness at times to your heart, but we won't do this time. We're just going to go and connect and ground. It's the same process, actually, so we'll just do it this way. So when you go into meditation, here's what we're going to do. You can visualize this yourself, and we're going to drop your consciousness, which is where you typically get your information, the voice inside of your head, and we're going to drop that down into your heart center. It's slightly different, but it's almost identical here. So here we go. Just visualize, if you would, an elevator, 10th floor being, say, your head, first floor being your heart. So here we go. We're dropping down. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. There. Now you should be in your heart center. So this is where you want to be. So grounding to the earth, you know, just clarifying that again, you're bringing your spiritual energy, your consciousness, into the earth realm of this experience. So you're experiencing the energy of the earth, the spiritual growth, the creativity of the earth, which is not what you're here to do. And you're merging and blending with that as you make this connection. So what you have to do for the ascension process also is to backpedal. You want to regain your spiritual identity. You want to disconnect all your energies from everything else around you, your thoughts, your creation, so that you're able to leave here completely. because you don't want to be connected to a sinking ship, in a sense, you know, because the Earth is going to a different location, and you want to leave the Earth. So why would you want to put these cables and tethers down, you know, to the Earth and secure them properly and have yourself attached like a physical structure to the Earth? This is not what you're supposed to be doing. So I hope this helps you here. Back to you, Sylvia.
Well, you know, it all ties into, you know, going to the heart and going within, and something that we talk about on every show. And it's interesting because if you look at what Jesus taught, he was also teaching to go within and to use heart energy and not mind energy. And you look at other teachings, you know, the ancient Tao masters, the whole Tao system taught that the more that you used your mind energy, the less life force energy you would have available to you. So it's it all ties in. And Ron, can you talk a little bit about some of what happens with, and I don't want to get too negative here, but just some of the kind of group, you get these emails, you know, join this group, we're going to have a planetary prayer or action on a certain day. What's really happening when those kind of group events occur?
Well, the first thing, you know, what I would do if I have an email like that, you know, I would look at it and I'd say, well, what does my heart say? I would first go to my heart and ask my spirit what it's about. And the next thing is I would also connect through my heart to the other energy of where I'm going to be projecting energy to and see if it really wants my help. You know, we assume that, like on Earth Healings, that the Earth needs this. Well, it's probably more in our mind that we think it needs it. Remember, the Earth is a very large creative being. And just look around you. Everything that you're looking at in front of you was from the resources here from the Earth. And so basically, you know, it is very, very intelligent. And I don't think it needs any help whatsoever for its healing process. In fact, we're probably actually doing a detriment by doing these things because we're adding emotional energy from ourselves. And it depends, you know, like if you get an email where somebody is connecting you into a group situation, where is that group connected to? What's on the other end of that intent? You know, what vortex are you opening up? You know, what stargate are you connected to? You may not even understand this. This might sound good on the surface. And so typically when that happens is you're bringing in more of these negative ET races, negative ET transmissions here of mind control to you, because remember, the Earth doesn't need your help, and nothing else in the universe needs your help. You just need to help yourself to regain your spiritual identity. And so by doing that, you're not conscious enough, our brain isn't conscious enough to understand the universal presence, you know, of the divine. So just work with yourself. And don't create havoc and cause harm to another being. And by projecting your energy, that this is what you're typically doing, is what's the Earth going to do with your emotional stuff that you have and the intent? And what are you bringing into the Earth with your free will by opening up vortexes, et cetera? So I don't recommend doing this at all. People have called me a lot of times who are connected to groups who send energy different places, and then they're also connected to groups where they get transmissions themselves from the beyond, and they think that it might be great for them. But you know, when I see these people at expos that I go to and conferences, and they tell me about this stuff, very few people have real clear eyes. Their eyes are not very clear; they're clouded over, which means that they're picking up entities by doing this here. So this is kind of the first test for you, is to look at your eyes. And if you've been doing this type of energy, bringing into yourself, et cetera, energy attunements weekly or something, you know, check your eyes out. See how they look, you know. Are you actually home? Remember, if you're not home, who is? So, you know, from my standpoint, Just stay with yourself. Keep your energy within yourself, because you need that energy for your own life force. When you give it away, it leaves you. And is it a pure energy? Probably not. It has your stuff with it. So you don't want to give any baggage to any other being out there. Just think of the poor dog. If everybody were to project thought energy into a dog, it's going to go crazy, you know, because of the energy going to it. It's not going to like that energy. And it'll just probably take off and run away. That's why when you do healings and you hold an animal in your hands, like a dog or a cat, and you run energy for healing, most animals will only stick around for a minute or two, and then they're out of there. And so hopefully you're using heart energy when you do this and not mind. But typically the mind is doing most of the healings. But that's what we've been taught by the New Age, New Thought movement, and, you know, of bringing energy in and transmitting out of your mind to have healings work. So back to you, Sylvia.
So we have some questions on the fast chat. And one of the questions is from Troika, wondering if we can take her time slot afterwards. So I just wanted to point that out to you so you can think about that for a minute, Ron.
Yeah, we could do that, Troika. So thank you. You okay with that, Sylvia?
Sure, yeah. That would be great. And then we have a question, which is some beings steal our life force energy when we project out instead of heart-centered.
You want to repeat that again, Sylvia? I'm just checking my calendar to make sure that I'm okay for tonight here. I'm pretty sure that I am, so.
The question is, do people or some other beings actually steal our life force energy when we project outside of ourselves instead of being heart-centered?
Yes, that is true. They do that a lot. So it's not, whenever you do project energy, there's something on the other end taking the energy. So yes, and there are beings that are here to do that for us. We talked about this kind of slightly on the last show where there are people walking around here in physical bodies that have, you know, a regular spirit in it like we have. And then also they share the body with entities that don't have a spirit. And some of these people talk about as the reptilians, in a sense. You know, these are energies that are here that are our planet, which don't have a soul. So that's the main thing. So there are people that, I call them shapeshifters. And you may have your own terminology for that. But there are people here in a human body, where the body has been completely taken over by other energies. And they can live just like we can. And some of these energies like to steal souls, but I won't go too much into depth on that. But they have brought us a lot of harm here. But the main thing that they brought us, these extraterrestrial races that are from the dark side, soulless beings, just using that terminology, is they brought us the Black Widow here, and they brought us the octopus, and energies like this. Anything that kind of bites you or stings you is not really, and snakes. Snakes are a good one, yeah. And so that these energies should not really be here on this planet. Remember, they're not here of typical love and light. And so they're soulless beings that are here to interfere with our growth. So that's kind of part of the problems that we have, is trying to discern what's good and what's bad. And remember that the spirit of the earth did not create us to be in this hardship and trauma that we're in and negative energies. It was strictly created of love and light. And so we're supposed to be here in love and light 100% of the time, and really not have any trauma. And so whatever we experience, and this is including hurricanes, etc., all this stuff is controlling energies from the dark side that has come here to prey on us. So basically, this is why we want to disconnect from these things and to get our spiritual integrity back. So that kind of leads us now into an entity clearing. So, again, there's energies that are attached to us, and we're going to release them now. And here we go. So, again, just sit back and relax. There's nothing for you to do. The light chip will do this for you here. and we're going to start taking away these entities. This is also known as soul retrieval for people who they want to maybe look it up on the internet or something. So what we're doing is we're first releasing entities from you. These entities are typically emotional bodies of people who passed on. There are other, I'll use the word extraterrestrial energies that have attached to us also. But we're just mainly concentrating now on the entities that are here. And they're being released now. These will change your personality and have you do things that really are not for maybe your best and highest good. And they body hop. They could be in thousands of people, and now they're coming to you. And they bring on and give you the addictions that you may be going through possibly, if you have any addictions. Or a bad consciousness. Here we go. Now we're going to bring more of your spirit back into your body. So here we go. So we're cleaning out your spirit, taking away the densities that it had before it left here, the different fragments. Remember, your spirit will only leave you from pain and trauma and fear, just many, many things, but mainly those are the main two. So they're being cleansed now. And here we go. Coming back into your body. So just sit back and relax. I'll count to 10 as you come more into your body right now. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, we're coming more into our body with some more of our spirit energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And here we go. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we're going to now release some more entities, and we have a note from Troika to remember to do the bottom flame, so we're going to do that too now. We'll bring that in here for you. So here comes the beautiful bottom flame energy too, and it'll help to release these energies from you also. Okay, and we're just taking away entities now. Remember, you want to be completely in your body 100%. This is where your spiritual power is. This is who you are, and this is what you need to be, is in your body. There we go. And releasing more entities. Some more is coming out of you. So as you come more into your body, you're going to feel a little heavier, and which is normal. Most people think that they're going to be very light when they're in their body. Remember, when you go out of your body, you're light because nobody's home. You're not sampling the physical density. So here we go. Plus, you're losing your healing abilities, as your spirit is what heals you. And it also gives you your psychic abilities. Okay, here we go. More of you is coming in now. We just did a nice clearing. So here we go. Coming in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And one more time. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, wonderful. So I'll turn it back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, let's see. We do have another question on the fast chat, and that is from Tammy, and wondering if you could explain more about the 37% light here now due to the last event. Explain how that happened.
Yeah, the firing of the grid that people got involved with worldwide actually opened up in a sense, vortexes to the dark side. You know, everybody had good intentions from their heart, but these good intentions were pooled somewhere else in consciousness. And so the dark side came in, and that dropped the light energy down here because the dark energy came in at a much higher force. So we're actually approaching back to where we were probably about a month ago, and we're approaching around 38% right now of light here. So it took went down to 32%, and now we're just about 38. And it took that long for the light ship to bring us up to where we were before. Remember, what we're having right now is some, I believe, hurricanes and stuff happening and tornadoes. This is the dark side energy coming into the planet. People talk about Mother Nature did this and this and that. Well, that's not the Mother Nature. That's the dark side bringing these energies here. Nothing to do with the Earth. It's all energies off-planet being directed here. to cause us pain and trauma, and you know, basically they're torturing us, and they live on our emotional energy. So that's the best way to get us riled up is to have some kind of trauma in our life where you have a lot of physical pain, and then you have empathy and you put your heart energy out, and that also is they can live on part of that, but mainly it's all thought energy. You get upset and angry, and that's what happens. So yeah, the last earth healing that was with really good intentions kind of did the opposite to that. So I know this is going to be kind of controversial, but that's what actually happened. So I don't recommend doing any kind of earth healings. Allow the earth to heal itself. It's a conscious being, and it's a heck of a lot more intelligent than we are. You know, so don't open up strange vortexes or connect to energies thinking you're doing something really good and great, because you're actually tapping into the matrix energy that's around us. And this matrix energy is mind control thought. And remember, that's what we want to get out of, this energy. So don't get yourself trapped into it. And it can be like a self-fulfilling prophecy for you. It can look good, feel good, but don't do fire in the grid or anything like that, because it's not good. So now that I stepped on some eggshells here, and I hope you're all still hanging in there. Remember, we're here to help you regain your spiritual identity. And the only way to do that is to keep everything sacred with yourself and to go inward and not to transmit energies outside of yourself. Because remember, everything is designed from the creation light chip, and it's in this pure frequency, and every frequency is different. And so it's like sticking a square peg, you know, in a round hole. You know, it's not going to work. So definitely, you know, align yourself with yourself and go inside and bring all the energy to yourself and pull yourself back from maybe past attunements that you had. Maybe you gave an oath sometime in your lifetime, anything like that ties you into a certain energetic system. You know, so anyway, you probably have done that many times. So you want to pull yourself back out of that and realign with your true identity so that you're not connected to energies that you know nothing about that are out there taking your energy. So what we're going to do now is another healing here. Remember, this show is completely live here. What they're going to have me do is disconnect you from energies that maybe a person in your life, this is very similar, that caused you harm. Okay, it could be a person from a past relationship. Normally, we deal with relationships a lot here. It could be a bad boss, it could be a partner that you've had, something like that. So just visualize this person in front of you now. And we're going to do an energetic disconnect. So here we go. So just think of them in front of you like they're standing there. And I'm going to disconnect you. I'm going to take their energy out of you. So we're going to go to your sixth chakra. And now that energy is leaving you, going to them. And it's naturally purified so that it's their own energy. They don't want any of your stuff, remember. The body does not want to have a psychic attack done to it. This is a way to look at projecting energy, okay? Now, fifth chakra, moving their energy out of you. Boy, there's a lot here. Wow. So someone is controlling your speech, your communication. So if you're one of these people that has this, you're going to feel it leave you now from this person. There we go. Great. Now we're going down to your heart center. And this would be somebody who's clinging to you, who still loves you, attaching to your energy. Taking the energy away from you, taking your life force energy. So here we go. That's being released right now. Good. Power chakra. And there we go. There. And second chakra. There we go. Perfect. And first chakra. Great. And now since you're in a relationship, it works the other way around too, where you're actually forcing your energy on them. So now we're going to disconnect you from them. So we're taking the energy from the sixth chakra, moving it back to you. This is your own energy, regaining your energy back to yourself. And it's going to be also, say, balanced, healed. So it's only your energy coming to you. There we go. That's done. Fifth chakra, same process. There we go. And heart chakra. Perfect. And third chakra. second chakra, and first chakra there. So this is the same thing that we do when we project energy out to like the earth and other things out there to extend its healing. And it doesn't really need it because it doesn't have the right frequency that it needs. So I'm going to put some music on here and just let you experience this last healing here. And just sit back and relax. And here we go. When we hear the music, well, I would, you know, as long as you're conscious and not out of your body, yeah, that would be okay. So I don't recommend going out of your body because is your body protected, number one? Are you going to bring entities in when you leave your body? Some people can't seal their body properly, but I think most people probably are not doing that. So you can always ask to have information brought to you instead of going outside of your body. And the way meditation is taught here, if you've ever been to a meditation class, they first have you ground, typically to the earth. Why it's not a dog outside the room, you know, it's the same thing, giving something else your energy, okay? But we'll just stay online here. So they have you ground to the earth, and then they walk you through a guided meditation, typically, if it is guided, and then you're out there in the cosmos someplace, and then they tell you to come back home at the very end. Well, there's no need to do that. You know, what you want to do, you know, you're doing, number one, either you're meditating for spiritual information and guidance, or you're going out to, like, the movie theater, okay, and trying to, you know, explore the universe, and you can have the universe brought to you without you going out, okay? So if it is for stress reduction, then, you know, stay inside of yourself, you know, because you're not going to heal your stress when you're outside of your body. So then have your spirit heal you, you know, just sit back and be still. And that's why I believe, you know, meditation is brought forth so you can connect to your inner self, your spirit, not to go outside the universe for guidance and information, because you need it back inside of yourself here. So anyway, that's kind of my hit on the whole thing. So, and yeah, if you want to meditate when the music is on, that's fine, but scan your body when you do that. And so I'm assuming that you're asking, can I meditate? So what I think you're asking is, should I go inside of my heart center and ask for guidance? Yes. That's how I would answer that question. So the main thing is to regain your spiritual identity of who you are. This is what this whole show is about, to get into your body, to be responsible for the ascension process that your body wants to go through. And I'll just turn it back over to you, Sylvia.
Well, I've got some other great questions here on the fast chat, so I'll bring up a couple of those. Let's see, we have Raquel asking, so are we here to be in service or just to take care of ourselves, or are we just to help by being examples of holding our spirit in our bodies?
Okay. That's a very good question. For myself, I came here to be of service, so I haven't been here for 3,000 years, so I came here to do this. Some people possibly are like myself that came here from, say, outside the earth plane into it to help out. There are people that are here to help other people, too, so it's a very big question, but the main thing is that you're here to first realize your own spiritual identity. Remember, you cannot help anybody until you get plugged in yourself to your own spirit. And so doing things that you think are of service to help other people, unless you're connected truly to yourself, you're going to be on that treadmill. Remember, the Matrix is here to work with mind control, and it can tell you many, many things. And part of that could be that you are here to service other people, to give them your energy, to give maybe all your time to the poor, et cetera. But have you worked on yourself enough to where you can actually do the ascension process, which is what's needed right now for yourself? This is why you're here. It's for the ascension, number one. And then if you did the work and released all your baggage, then, work on someone else at that point. Otherwise, you're wasting your lifetime. Everybody here has the same chance. So I hope that sort of answered your question. So you're here to be of service to yourself, to allow the divine to be working through and in you, which is your spirit. And at that point, as you become more spirit energy, more light energy, then you're able to transmit that to other people, and they may start to pick up on it. And you just kind of keep that in mind as you think about, why you're here. You're here for the ascension. That's why you're in your body, to take your body to another location, a higher frequency, at the end of the universal shift. That is why you're here in this lifetime, for yourself. So, you may want to be, selfish to work on yourself first. This is what you want to do, is to regain your spiritual identity. So I'll turn it back to you, Sylvia. We have... Tammy's online from galacticfriends.com here, so if you'd like to visit her site, you can. She just put it up on the fast chat here, and she's in Canada.
So let's talk a little bit about basically, so let's say someone is, plugged into themselves and they feel guided, from their own spirit to get involved in some service or healing profession. What can they do to make sure that they are, working from heart energy and that they are, not giving away their life force energy wrongly? Or how can they stay full of life force energy so that they don't take on, things from people that they're working with?
Well, an easy way not to take on energy, we can do an exercise now if you wish. So we do this on other shows too. This is... the little mantra, I now increase my life force energy. So if you're new to the show, what you want to do is put your hands in front of you like you're doing a prayer, in front of your heart center, then move them apart a little bit, okay? And maybe go apart about a foot or so, maybe 2 feet, and then come in slowly, and you're going to feel this invisible ball tension there. And this is not really a mental exercise, just kind of a feeling. Allow your body to tell you where this invisible spring is, where this like ball is that you're compressing. You're going to feel more resistance. And do it real slow, and all of a sudden you're going to actually feel it. Have your body tell you. Some people, they kind of twist their mind and try to really feel it with their mind, and this is not mind energy. It's actually a feeling, a sensory of the body here, showing you how where your energy flow in your body is. So most people are going to be probably... I imagine on this show now with being more in your body, probably at least 6 inches, I would guess. So move your hands apart, go to that point, and what we're going to say out loud in unison with my voice here is, I now increase my life force energy. And you might want to write that down on a piece of paper. This is a very nice exercise to do. So, and the words are again, I now increase my life force energy. Okay, so feel the energy and pull your hands apart an extra foot or so. And now we'll say it, I now increase my life force energy, and bring your hands in again. And you're going to feel that it expanded out. And move your hands further apart and move them in slowly until you feel it. And at the same time, we'll say, I now increase my life force energy. And again, I now increase my life force energy. 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 And I now increase my life force energy. Okay, you should feel your body probably buzzing a little bit. You might feel your body getting energized. You might feel tingles, warmth. So this is actually increasing your spirit energy in your body also. And what I recommend doing, if you like, is to do this maybe 3-5 times a day. And to first say it out loud for maybe a couple of weeks. And then your body will catch on. And you can do it without saying it out loud. And once you catch on, you should be able to pump your energy up within probably about a half a second to 1 second. It'll be that fast for you. And you should feel more energized now. And this actually brings you more into your body because the command, I now, is in the moment. And you're increasing your life force energy. And your spirit gives you the life force energy. So it's a very simple little mantra to do. And it's right to the point. And it'll work with anybody. Whether they believe in spirituality or not, you can tell them about their life force energy, and they'll believe in that, and you won't have to get technical with them about spirit and anything else, and this will work with anybody. And so this is a very nice exercise to do, and if you want to do it for a couple of weeks. If you're really brave and you want to really give yourself a good energy boost, do it probably about 200 times, and you're going to be almost feel like you're levitating. It'll be that much energy in your body. And then you're really plugged into spirit. So this is one way to do this process here. So, Sylvia, what else would you like to bring up here? And we're getting close to the hour, so we'll be doing the next show here, I guess, for Troika here and taking over her show. So we'll have to put different hats on here to see what we're going to be doing. So I'm sure we'll figure out something.
I mentioned a few things at the close of the first hour. One of them is we have a new email address, which you can see on the show info page, which you can scroll down to way below the light being, and you'll see it. And it's radio at creationlightship.com. And you can email any radio questions that you have, any topics you'd like to have talked about on the show, or anything you'd like to talk about as far as something that happened to you during one of the healings. You know, if you'd like to mention something good like that we can talk about on the air, we'd love to hear from you. And actually did want to thank the person that emailed us today asking about dreams, and we're going to be taking that up on another show. So thank you for that lovely email. So also for those that are new to this program, if you are going to stay with us for the next hour, this is a special show we're going to do, taking the spot that Troika usually takes on her show, Ascension Secrets of Saint Germain. And she's got something tonight, so we'll be doing that. And we'll talk more about the Creation Lightship and get into some great healing. So if you can, stay with us. We'd like to have you around for the next hour. And if you would like to send in a question right now, you can just click on BBS Fast Chat, which is right under the picture of the light being on the screen. And that'll give you a window where you can just type in your question. So We hope you're, if you're just tuning in for Troika's show, that you'll hear and stay with us and get interactive with us on the Fast Chat.
Okay, so we're going to start with bringing in beautiful divine energy. And, of course, it's going to be Saint Germain. We're bringing him in from the light ship here. So just kind of sit back and relax. And Saint Germain can give you guidance. We've already put you in your heart center. In fact, we'll do this again now. So I put you down into your heart center. So here we go. So visualize again the elevator, if you would. Your consciousness, your thinking on your forehead, we'll say. That'll be your 10th floor, and the first floor is your heart. So here we go, dropping down. So 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. And again, 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Okay, we're going to bring in Saint Germain now. And actually, all these masters come into your heart center. So this is where you want to be to receive your guidance. They don't come in through your consciousness of your head, okay, through your thoughts. They come in through your heart, and then allow your heart to talk to you. And this is the way that, the divine energy actually works. It's all heart-based, heart-centered. So here we go. Here comes Saint Germain. So we're going to increase his energy. And here we go. Stronger. Stronger, 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 stronger. You want to come into the light ship, the insignia. So let's, if you want to scroll down on your screen here and go underneath the light beam a little ways here. It's maybe about a third of the way down on your scroll bar. You can see the light ship insignia. So here's how he wants to come in if you want to feel his energy coming through this here. So, and we'll continue on here. So stronger, and the insignia will change colors and probably get brighter and have more pink energy here. So here we go. Stronger, 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 stronger. Excuse me, stronger, 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 stronger. Oh, it's wonderful. Stronger. I feel that wonderful heart connection. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And now we're going to bring in the Violet Flame energy. Of Saint Germain. Remember, these are different frequencies, so he's going to bring in this energy now. So here comes the Violet Flame energy. So this will come into your house and bless your living quarters here. So here comes the Violet Flame. So stronger, 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 stronger. Oh, it feels great. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, so if you just tuned in, Troika allowed us to use her time slot here. So we're doing some additional healings from the Creation Light Chip. So just sit back and relax, and we'll have some music on here, and you can enjoy Saint Germain being with you right now, along with his Violet Flame energy.
So remember to connect with him in your heart center, and you can request healing, and you can request guidance.
Sylvia, what would you like to do next?
All right. Well, since we probably have listeners on now that are coming on for Troika's show, maybe you could talk a little bit about the Creation Lightship and why it's here at this time on the Earth, and people can find out a little bit more about what we're doing.
Okay, so the Creation Lightship comes here once every 2,000 years to clear away densities from the universe. Mainly we're talking about our planet here. This is where we live, naturally, but it's across the whole universe, and it gets rid of the darkness, which are the soulless beings that are off-planet, that was not created by the light, that wants to come into the light, but they choose to manipulate us. So that's basically kind of what it's about, the dark side. And the last time the lightship came was, like we said, 2,000 years ago, on a 2,000-year cycle pattern to reclaim its spiritual identity. And everything that was created in the light is brought back into its original frequency of divine perfection and then recreated over again. So in a sense, the whole universe is dematerialized instantly, say a blink of an eye, and this is your chance at that time to ascend. But you have to be in your body in order to do the ascension process. If you're not home, then who is? And you know, if you have entities, they're not going to ascend with your body because they don't have the frequency for this. So you want to be in your body for the ascension process. This is the whole process that we're here to do. So the main thing is to get into your body. That's what this show is about, that we do, is to help you regain your spiritual identity, which is your spirit and your heart center. The lightship teachings and healings are all heart-based. They do not use New Age metaphysic mind healing that is so prevalent now, of controlling energies outside of yourself, or for you to project energies into something to control it, which is controlling thought. So they don't match the divine, only works in the now, and they don't want to control anything. That's why you have free will, free choice. Except here that was taken away from us by the dark side, with the complete condolence of the Galactic Federation, our space brothers out there that are supposed to protect us. So anyway, that's kind of the gist of it here. So we're here to help you to regain your spiritual identity, which resides in your heart only, does not reside in your mind, resides in your heart. So you want to, in a sense, disconnect from the mind energies that we've been taught about through all of the teachings that we probably have read or experienced, because the mind's very powerful and it can do a lot of things. It can bend spoons and other things like that, you know, bring people into your life. And we're here to teach about heart healing. So the lightship only does heart healing. There's only one creation lightship, and it's what created the whole universe, and it's here now to help us if we choose to ask for help and to be able to do the different types of attunements that you may need for the ascension process, which is mainly getting into your body. So the attunements that the lightship does, if you're interested, the main thing is the emotional healing, but the main thing for you, if you wish not to do this, you must get out of the emotions that's stored inside of your body. And so I'll just talk about that. Is the emotions are what's preventing you from being in your body, and that brings in the densities to you. Remember, you're living the past lives of your ancestors genetically, and their thoughts are projected, stored into your body, which is what you're now created from, their thoughts. So you want to get rid of those thoughts that are not of the light, and which are basically judgments. So you want to get rid of the emotional body tendencies that are projected in you, causing you not to be whole and complete. And remember, the spirit does not judge anything. And we'll kind of go into that a little bit. There have been talks about, which I have heard about, people saying, well, this person here, I won't give the name, but the German fellow, you know, in World War II that caused all the problems that we went to war with, people think that this person is going to go to hell or whatever and have all types of problems, you know, karma situations and go into some other off-planet thing, you know, after the universal shift or whatever. None of that is true. The divine does not judge anything. The divine only allows things to happen with love energy. And so since this person was taken over, that spirit is not going to hold or be accountable because it was, in a sense, mind-controlled or pushed out of the body of this person. It's not its responsibility. It does the best that it can possibly do. And so this person that was there is not going to have any type of retribution for what happened. You know, if you look at it, it's not love-based energy. This is why the light ship comes every 2,000 years to clean the energies out so that we can start over again. And fortunately, you know, we're not in love and light here the way that the planet was intended to be because of our space brothers here to supposed to be here to help us, and they have not. So I won't get too much into that because it's kind of negative, and I'm not here to do a negative show. So the main thing is to regain your spiritual identity in love. The light ship only works in love, and you're here to have your healings in love, and you're supposed to be in your heart center and not go out of your body, because when you're out of your body, you will not have healings, since your spirit is a conduit for healing. So, Sylvia, I'll turn it back over to you.
Well, we have a request from one of our listeners on the fast chat to bring in the energy of the host of angels.
Okay, that'd be wonderful. So, just sit back and relax here and connect with these divine beings from the creation light ship. This is their first incarnation energy. And so it'll be a very, very pure essence energy coming down. So here they come. So I'll use the word stronger again to increase the energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. And again, come from your heart and request healing and guidance from these beautiful angels. This is where they're going to enter you to communicate with you. The divine is heart-based. worked out wonderful for me. So, Sylvia, turn it over to you again.
Yes, that was wonderful. So far we've had Saint Germain and the Violet Flame, and now the Host of Angels. The Creation Lightship also has many healing modalities, crystals and colors and orbs and beautiful oxygens and many other things. And well, how about bringing in some crystal energy?
Okay, so everybody likes the amethyst crystal room, so we're bringing that energy down here for us here. In fact, we'll just go to the lightship here momentarily to experience that. So this will be a treat for everyone here. So I'll just describe how this works, and I guess I'll answer a question first here. I see about, are there positive ETs? Yes, there are positive ET races, just that our Galactic Federation chooses not to align itself with the light 100%. When they are in alignment 100%, Earth will change instantly, you know, with the blink of an eye, and it'll be heaven on Earth here. And so, you know, until we actually see them helping us, you know, they do a lot of lip service through the different channelers. There's, you know, so-and-so command and, you know, other people channeling different groups and venues of different ET races. And, you know, that's great, but they're not here really helping us. They do a lot of lip service. So from my standpoint, you know, anybody who dies in a war who's overseas right now anywhere, dying from that type of situation, the war is only there to perpetuate, you know, the anxiety and the hatred and the emotional processing that we do when someone dies, basically, and all the horrors that are there, and that feeds the dark side. So when the Federation finally decides, you know, if it does, it doesn't have to. Remember, these are conscious beings like ourselves, and they have the choice also to come into the light. And so when they do change their own consciousness, all these races that are here invading us, so to speak, when they finally change their consciousness to protect us like they're supposed to do from energies from off-planet coming here, then we'll have heaven on Earth. And until that time happens, and until they get into the light, you know, it's going to be probably the same old story here, but the lightship is here to do the universal shift. So there is a way out, which is the Creation Lightship coming to help us. But until that shift happens, it's up to the Galactic Federation to protect us, which is not what they're actually doing. So there are other ETs that are out there that probably are not in alignment with the Galactic Federation that are here also to do healings with us. So there are positive ones, yes, that are there. Which ones? It's hard to say. Only because the darkness can mimic the light, you know, 99.99%. And so, you know, I really can't point my finger at one race or another of being 100% in the light. This is why you want to go into your heart to find out. So what I tell people to do is, you know, everybody's questioning spirituality and what's the right person to go to for healings, etc. The only way you're ever going to know is to go into your heart center. Don't ask anybody else. Go into your heart center, connect to your spirit, and say, is this the right one to go to? You know, it's a smorgasbord now of healers out there, and a lot of them are not aligned with the light completely at all. In fact, a lot of them are aligned with darkness because you don't know where they're going to with their attunements and their process of what they're doing for you. This is why I always tell people, go inside and check it out for yourself. Go into your heart center. So getting back to other positive ETs, yes. Who are they? I don't know. Until you go into your heart to find out, then you're going to find out from your spirit if that's correct or not. But remember, it's up to you to regain your spiritual identity. And so until you're actually fully in your body, it's very hard for you to have a healing with any of them, even the positive ETs, even the Creation Lightship, because you have to be home and you have to get rid of your emotional baggage to fully embody these healings. So this is the main thing, is to get rid of the emotional densities. So Sylvia, where were we with this process here?
I think you are about to take us to the Creation Light Ship.
That's correct. So here we go. Thank you. So we're now going to be bringing in more energies for us around us here. And we're going to have this beautiful light energy around us. So you may feel a white light energy as it comes around your body from the Creation Light Ship. And we're now going to start to go up to the light ship. If you want to bring any animals or pets with, or maybe even some flowers in your living room, or maybe you may have a garden out there, you can. Just think of these energies now in your consciousness. And we're now going up, and we're there, and they're doing the standard body scan on us here. And this body scan is used because they work with all different sentient beings. And they have to find out what type of energy we are. So we're going to go into the crystal room. And this crystal room is very, very beautiful. It's a big amethyst shield. And all of us have our own particular room that we're going into. So our energies are never mixed with anyone else. We all have our own sacred rooms that we go into. So we're going into the room right now. I'm going to bring in this beautiful amethyst energy down here for us to experience. So here it comes. So stronger, 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 stronger. Feels great here. I'm getting kind of warm. Stronger, 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 and stronger. So what I'd like you to do now is just to request maybe one healing that you'd like to have, one physical healing, and the light ship will help us out with this here if it possibly can. Remember, the healings take place as far as how much you're in your body, number one, down here, and you have to be in your body for the healings, and number two, how much emotional density you've released from yourself. So we're in this room now having this wonderful healing experience. And we'll just put some music on so you can enjoy this session here and request your healing. felt wonderful. How was that for you, Sylvia?
That's beautiful energy. I really love the amethyst crystal, and there are quite a few other crystals on the light ship. Isn't that true?
Yes, there are. We'll go into one other crystal room. We'll go into the room right now. Remember, we're out of time. We're there physically. The sites were here physically also. So the creation light ship, the energy that they use, when we're not here, we're there. So, and we're up there right now, manifested in physical form. So we're going to go into another crystal room. This has like a large crystal points. We'll call it that. They're large crystals. They're about 18 inches in length. I come inside of another large crystal geode with the clear crystal point, quartz, and in the room right now, I'll bring down this energy here for us to experience also. So again, request your healing inside of your head. It's kind of limited to one or two things here. So here we go. And if you'd like to comment on the fast chat, how it feels, that's great too. So here we go. Bring the energy down to us. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, we'll put some other music on here for you to experience here. And remember, you want to stay in your body. This healing will only work if you're in your body. Your spirit's a conduit for your own divine life force energy to be with you. Another location now, and this location is where they can help us release physical pain from our body. So just request where your pain is. Remember, the light only works in the now, and it always sees you as in perfect perfection. So even though you may have a pain in your body, it's not going to help you until you complain about it, so to speak. So you want to go from one state of perfection to the next state. So right now, even though you may have a pain, that is perfection. This is what you created with your divine energy. So you want to now request a healing if you wish to have it leave you. So sit back and relax and enjoy this next room here. There's many doctors working with you. These are beautiful light beings, and they're here to assist us here. Thank you. that doing for you, Sylvia?
Oh, it's wonderful. I also know a lot of people seem to have a special fondness for the dolphins or the whales in the pools, so maybe we can go there.
Okay, so we go to another location. This is where they have the liquid light energy water. And we'll go in where the dolphins are. So we can breathe under the water. The water is silver and sparkles like diamonds. And coming to us are three dolphins. We have one on each side of us. And if you wish to put your hand out in front of you in about 20 seconds, you're going to be able to feel the presence or the energetic signature of the dolphin down here. Okay, we can do that probably starting right about now. And we'll ask the dolphins to do a healing on us also. So remember, ask one thing, and they'll do what they can to help us here. And just kind of feel the energy in front of you here. Move your hand up and down and back and forth. And just see how you can feel this wonderful dolphin energy in front of you. Kind of going by really quick. So we're getting kind of near the end of the show. What I'd like you to do, if you would, is we're still on the light shift. So what we're going to do is scroll up on your screen. And we'll bring the beautiful light beam, there we go, in front of us here. So if you can do that. And we're going to energize her. and you're going to actually see her here as she is going to be helping us on the light ship for healing. So we're going to energize her photo right now. And just kind of watch the photo. If you're not on the screen, then just go to the BBS radio program and go to Creation Lightship, the Shelby Four Troikas, and click on it, and then scroll down, and you're down about an inch on the scroll bar here, and you see a beautiful light being. And she's being energized right now, and you'll probably feel her wonderful heart energy as she's connecting with you. And this being now is going to be working with you on the Creation Light Ship. Her eyes are getting very bright. And you may start to feel the energy flowing completely in your body. And request to her what you'd like to have brought forth for healing. And she'll start to facilitate that. She's in a group of three, so there's two other light beings with her doing healing with you. They're all in groups of three. And there we go. The picture is fully energized now. So you can look at her if you wish. And she's also helping you on the light ship at the same time. So again, just sit back and relax and request your healing here. Request a physical healing. we'll go on to one other room before we come back. And we're going to go into the room where Jesus was created, where his original spirit resides. And we're going to go into this room right now. This is in a whole different location on the creation light shift. And so we're all walking over to this room, and they're going to materialize for us many rooms so we can all have our own special room. And we're opening the door right now. And across from us, you're going to see the silhouette of Jesus. And he's going to come to us now down here, so we'll increase the energy. And here he comes. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, we're in this beautiful room with Jesus, so again, request your healings. And we'll see you back in a few minutes here. Here. They want to have one more divine being. So we're going to go into the room now where Buddha is. This is his original creation room also. So again, just sit back and relax. And we're going to bring in this wonderful energy of Buddha right now. So here he comes down here for us to experience. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. So again, ask Buddha for healing and spiritual guidance. Remember, you must be home in your body to accept your healing. So come back now from the light ship. So we're now going into the particular rooms where we're thanking the doctor teams, back in the orientation room now. And we're now in the transporter room where they're placing around us a special cocoon of conscious healing energy that we can utilize for the next 5 days for healing. So you want to request that in the next couple days or so if you want additional healing. And our animals and pets and flowers and garden, whatever we brought up in our consciousness except for people, are now going to be coming back with us here. And we're coming back down, and now we're here. So I hope you enjoy this session here. We do this every Monday and Friday nights. It's $20 per one-hour session. This is a little like teaser for what we do on the light ship. We get a lot of miracle healings happening with people. And you can gain your regain your spiritual identity. And when you're with these divine beings, it's so wonderful to be with them. So, Sylvia, I'll turn it back over to you again.
I'll just mention that we also have the radio show on 4 times a week, Monday at 4, Wednesday at 7, and Friday and Saturday night at 9, and those are all Pacific times. And like Ron said, he's got the wonderful conference call healing sessions where you can go to the light ship for 1 hour at a time. And once a month there's a special Ascension Preparation Conference Call, which is a four-hour healing session on the Creation Lightship designed to help prepare you for ascension. And since this show that we are using the time for tonight, that's normally Troika's show, is also all about ascension, Ron, maybe we can end off the night by bringing in the energy of ascension for people to experience before we leave them tonight, and that would be a great way for them to feel what that feels like.
Yes, so we'll bring in the energy of ascension. This is what Jesus used, what the creation lightship brought to him for his ascension. So it's a very special energy. It'll make you probably feel very light here. So here it comes here. It's coming down now here. So stronger, 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 beautiful, stronger, 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 and stronger. Well, this is great. So this is what the creation lightship brought to Jesus for his ascension. And he ascended to the creation lightship. This is where he is. He's a divine being, so he only incarnates for special times. Otherwise, he's on the creation lightship. So we have this energy with us right now. And you can feel this wonderful energy. It's very heart-opening, heart-lifting. And it does release traumas from us, and we're in this pure love energy. So just sit back and relax here, and we'll be signing off here. The energy will be with you for maybe another half an hour, so you can just bathe in this energy here. So I just want to thank Troika for allowing us to have an extra hour on her show time here. And we'll just say blessings to all of you as we're signing off here. So hope to see you soon here on the next program, and do sign up for those one-hour healing sessions. They're wonderful for only $20, so, and they're Mondays and Fridays at 5:30 Pacific Standard Time. So I'll just sign off here. Blessings to all of you, and good night.
Thank you, everyone. Good night.